And so my goal today really is to let you have the slides as a resource to try and spot some issues and to kind of go through the topic from a broad viewpoint so that you have a sense of what some of the issues are and are able to at least kind of spot some of the pitfalls. So with that in mind, if I can make the clicker work, we're going to talk first about general principles of indemnity and look at what are the essential elements. We're going to talk about a very important subject that I call indemnity structure, which involves the ability to take what you've negotiated with one party and pass it through to another party. And we'll talk about why to do that, what happens if you don't, and how to do that. Then we'll look at insurance issues and the three insurance protections, talk about why they're important. We'll look at restrictions on indemnity and insurance, which is primarily the Texas and Louisiana anti-indemnity statutes, but we'll talk briefly about Wyoming and New Mexico and also some of the construction anti-indemnity statutes. And then we'll talk about what law applies, primarily the difference between whether maritime law is going to apply in issues in the Gulf. To get an idea, how many of you in your practice deal with any issues that involve maritime issues? All right, not too many. All right, well, I will not spend a lot of time on that. There's going to be some information in the materials that will address that, and I'm going to spot some of the issues because they're potentially significant, but we won't spend a lot of time on that. And then we'll do sort of some quick examples of how these things work in practice, and then we'll look at sort of the different kinds of contracts in which they apply. So general principles.